Today's daf is Nida daf Mem Beis, I believe it is. We are holding at daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, and we were discussing the concept of Paleta Shechva Zera versus Mishameshas. And the last thing we did was on the first wide line on Mem Aleph Amid Beis, we said Kan be Mishameshas, Kan be Paletas, that there are two different types of tuma. That when a woman has Tash Mishamita, there is a Xeris HaKasuv that she becomes Tameh, and that tuma is automatic. As a Xeris HaKasuv, and it doesn't have to leave her body. It's a Xeris HaKasuv that it happens even if it doesn't, even before any Shechva Zera leaves her body. It's Mitami Bifnim Kibachutz. And then there's a different tuma of Paleta Shechva Zera, when Shechva Zera actually leaves her body, that if she emits any sort of Shechva Zera, so then she's going to be Tameh, but that's only that she's going to be Kibawala. That was Rabbi Shimon said, Daya Kibawala, that just like the Boel, just like a man, when the Shechva Zera leaves his body, he becomes Tameh, so too the Paletas, only when the Shechva Zera actually leaves her body, she becomes Tameh. So it says more Paletas, Tepukle, the Hashimsha. Wait a second, how do you have a separate tumor called Paletas from the tumah that you have from the Xeris HaKasuv of Tashmish? Anytime the woman's paletas, she's only paletas because there was Tashmish. So isn't she tameh anyway from the Tashmish? And from the Tashmish, it's already mitameh bifnim. So then what do you mean it's only tameh by paletas when it comes out? She's already tameh when it was bifnim from the Tashmish. So says Mar Bishatavla Lishimusha. No, we're talking about a case where the woman went to the mikvah from the tumah that she had from the Tashmish, but she still has the tumah of paletas, which assumes that the tumah that she has from the Tashmish is, let's say, only a tumah sarev. It's only going to last till the rest of that day, so she can go to the mikvah, but paletas is going to be going on for 72 hours, so she's still going to be paletas shechva zera after she was mitar herself from the Tashmish. Do you mean to say that this tumah of mishameshes, you only need tumah serev, so she's only tameh for that one day? That Rava says that when a woman is mishameshes, she's asked to eat truma for 3 days, because it's impossible that she's not polite. But the bottom line is that it's for 3 days, that she's asked for 3 days, so how could it be that she's tovelas for the tumah of the Tashmish and still going to be tameh as a poletas if she can't be tovelas for the tumah of the Tashmish for 3 days anyway? So answers the Gemara, hacha b'mayaskinan shet bilua b'mita. No, the case could be she never stood up. She stayed lying down on the bed where she had the Tashmish, and they were matbil her in that position, so Shechva Zera never actually left her body, because the Shechva Zera is only going to start dripping out once she stands up and allows it to drip out. So if they were matbil her on the bed, so she only has the tumas tashmish, then they could be matbil her, and she would, so then when she stands up, she's already going to have the issues of poletas. So says Gemara, Michal d'chi kama Rava. So what was Rava's case where she's going to be tameh for 3 days? That's where she gets up on her feet and she walks and she's tovelas. But Dilma Bahadid Kazla Shadisa, how do you know she's still going to be paleta shechva zera in that case? Maybe when she walks, but in the first few moments of walking, it all drips right out of her. Maybe all of the shechva zera leaves her body, and if all of the shechva zera leaves her body, then there's a possibility that she's no longer going to be poletas anymore after just the first few minutes. V'chitei madulma ishtayer. And if you say, no, but still, we have to be concerned, misafek, that maybe some shechva zera did not leave her body and is taking the full 72 hours to slowly drip out. Yachi cheshinon shemen ishtayer mibayilei. Well, then, instead of using a lashon, that efshar lashon lo tiflot, that it's impossible that she's not being poletas, he should have said, were choshesh, that maybe there's still something there, that she was not yet paletas. That should have been the lashon. Should have been more of a lashon safek, less of a lashon vadai. So says Gemara, elo l'rava nami shet bilua b'mita. Now Rava must also be talking about a case where you were matbil her on the bed. She was still lying down when you were matbil her, because otherwise it would have been a suffix that maybe all of it would be out of her system already. And the difference between Rava, where he's certain that she's going to be tamei for 3 days, and the case where we said where she's only going to be tamei to Masarev, is a difference between the case where she turned over and where she didn't turn over. That Rava is talking about a case where she turned over and therefore it's slowly dripping out, and that's going to happen over the course of 3 days. She turned over onto her stomach, and the case that we had before where we said that she's tovelas, that she's tovelos from the Tashmish, but she's still going to be Pilatus after that, is talking about where she did not turn over. So says Gemara, V'rava akrakai v'hachi ka'amar. And Rava's going on the Pasuk and reads as follows, Kikas v'rachman v'rachsa b'mayim v'tamara erev, v'she'ena misapechas. When do we say that you go to the mikveh and you only tell me until erev, it's only tumas erev for the Tashmish? That's when it's ena misapechas, when she doesn't turn over. Avul b'misapechas kol shloshayam masura lech, but it's on that line that Rava says that if she's misapeches, then for 3 full days she's not going to be able to eat truma, because it's impossible that some shechvazera doesn't leave her system. Period. That's the end of yesterday's sugya. So now we have a new sugya, Frekli Gemara, also related to Paleta Shechvazera. So it's not brand new, but Paleta Shechvazera is certainly related to Paleta Shechvazera. So says the Gemara, Bai Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Me'abaye, about 8 lines in Mem Beis Amar Aleph. Bai Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Me'abaye, Paleta Shechvazera Roa Havya, Onoga Asavya. This tumah of Paleta Shechvazera, what is the nature of this tumah? Is it that the woman is tamei because she's touching something tamei, meaning she's touching the Shechvazera, and that makes her tamei because she touched something tamei, no different than touching a sheretz or coming in contact with a mace, let's say, something of that nature? Or do we say, no, this is a tumas roe, it's like seeing dam, it's like when she becomes a zava, it's like when she becomes a nida. So the mind nafkamina, what kind of tumah it is? So Gemara says, nafkamina, listar, v'latame b'mashuhu, v'latame b'fnim kibachutz. 3 important nafkaminas. Number one, is it so sarah shivanikiyim? Meaning if a woman, let's say, touches a sheretz on day 5 of her shivanikiyim, it doesn't so sarah shivanikiyim at all, it doesn't ruin her shivanikiyim at all. It's a totally separate kind of tumah. The shivanikiyim are from tumos of ri'iyah. If she sees dam come out of her body, yeah, that's going to ruin her shivanikiyim. If a zav has even keri, that could have an effect. We'll say what effect it has, but that has some sort of effect on his shivanikiyim. A zava's paletah, that's the Gemara Shaila. Is that a roa? Is that and therefore sosa the shivanikim, or is it not a roa? Second afkamina is letame b'mashuhu. That how much do you need to see in order for it to become tame? For ri'iyah, it doesn't matter. There is no shear. There's no shear of how much has to come out of the body in order for a woman to become tame. By damnida, ziva, keri, any of these things, it's metame b'kolshu. But whenever there's a tumas negio, whenever it comes from touching somebody or something, that's tame, so then it requires a certain shear. When the Rashi points out, the Gemara is going to discuss in tomorrow's daf what that shear is. An adasha, kichasimas piyama, whatever it is. But there is some sort of shear if it's a nogeya kind of tumah. And the third tumah, in the third nafkamina is, letame b'fnim kibachutz. Is it metame while it's still inside of her body, the same way it's metame when it's outside of her body? If it's a din of roe, so then it could be metame even inside the body. But if it's a din of nogeya, then it would not be metame bifnim, it would only be metame bachutz, because tumas beis hastarim, negia in the beis hastarim is not metame, right? There's no tumas maga in the beis hastarim. There are ways that tumah can be transmitted, even in a beis hastarim, we'll see later, but not through tumas maga. Tumas maga doesn't happen in the beis hastarim. So that's why the Gemara has the shaila, what's the status of a paleta shechvazera? Is she a roa, or is it a maga? So says the Gemara, manavshach. So I don't understand the question. Ishmi alei masnisin. If you're familiar with our Mishnah, so the Rabbanan roa havya, the Rabbi Shimon ugas havya. So then you'll know that it's that if Rav and Shmuel who asked this question, if they heard about this Mishnah where there's a machlokas, the Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon, Shimon, where the Rabbanon hold that a paleta shechvazar is metame bifnim kabechutz, and Rabbi Shimon holds daya kibawala, and therefore the paleta shechvazar is only tame once the shechvazar is out of her body. So then you know very clearly that's one of your nafkaminas. So that's the machlokas, Rabbanon Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbanon holds metame even bifnim. That means that it's a roa, and Rabbi Shimon holds it's only metame bachutz. That means it's a nogeya. So you have a straight up machlokas tanaim. What are Rav and Shmuel worried about? What are they asking about? It's clearly machlokas tanaim if they're familiar with that mishnah. V'ilo Shmuel masnisin mistaver noga asavya. And if they're just they assume there's no tanaim that discuss this, and they have to leave it completely to svara. Well, svara has what to say over here also. It's very mistaver to assume that that it's tumas nigia, that it's tuma of touching. Why is that so mistaver? So because it didn't come from her body. It's something that she got from his body that she's being paletas. So it's very not mistaver to assume that it's a tumas ri'ia when the item that's coming out of her isn't something that her body produces. It's something that his body produced. So if you're relying on svara, the svara is a slam dunk in one direction. And if you're relying on a tradition, well, if you know the tradition, then you know that it's a machlokas. So what kind of shaila are they asking? So says Gemara, li'olam shmiel le'masnisim. We're going to have two possibilities. One possibility is that they did know that the Tanaim already discussed this, and that there's a machlokas Rabban and Rabbi Shimon, whether it's metamei bifnim kibachutz or only bachutz. Why didn't they just assume it's a straight up machlokas tanaim whether it's roa or nogea? They had no shaila within the sheet of the Rabbanan. Keep meaning clearly, if the Rabbanan hold that it's metayim b'fnim kabachutz, it's definitely tumas roa. It's not nogea. Their whole shaila was within shitas Rabbi Shimon that it's only metame kibachutz. In regards to being mitami b'fnim kabichutz, it doesn't have any sort of shaila. Ki kami ba'ile listar v'latami b'kol shehu. Meaning the whole shaila is, meaning obviously being mitami b'fnim kabichutz is not a shaila, because Rabbi Shimon said straight up, he said explicitly that it's only mitami kabichutz. So our shaila is, what does that mean? Does that mean that Rabbi Shimon holds for all halachos, we treat it as if it's a nogeya? Or no, for that halacha, it has this unique halacha that it's metame only bachutz. But legabe all other halachos, he agrees in principle to the Rabbanan that it's really a roa, that in regards to being soser, and in regards to being metame bekolshu, the other two nafkaminas, maybe really it has a din of a roa. My, what's the din? Ki kama Rabbi Shimon daya kebo'ala. When Rabbi Shimon says she should have the same din as the bo'al, as the person who saw the Sheikh Vazar himself, maybe that's only in regards to the fact that the tumah is only going to affect her once it leaves her body, just like it only affects him once it leaves his body. But maybe in regards to the other nafkaminas, whether it's soser account of shivanikiyim, whether it's metame b'kol shehu, maybe even Rabbi Shimon would agree that this is tumas roa. Or maybe he just doesn't think there's any distinction. Maybe he thinks that across the board it's a tumas nogea. So that's the shaila. The shaila is within shitas Rabbi Shimon. That's one way of understanding the shaila. Second way of understanding the shaila, ikadamri li'olam lo shmiel le'masnisa. Maybe they didn't know that the Tanaim argued about this. They never heard about this machlokas. Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. So we said, wait a second, if they didn't know about this machlokas, then it's very mistaver to just assume that it's nogeya. Why would you have a shaila about it? So v'halchi kami ba'ile, this was the shaila. Mida achmi rachmana abali keryan b'sinai roa havya odilma lo gamrin misinai d'chidushu. Should we deduce anything from the fact that we were machmir, the Torah was machmir about people being a balkeri at Har Sinai? The Torah was machmir that we have to separate from our wives for 3 days in advance of Kabbalah HaTorah, because no one was allowed to have that tumah, the tumah of balkeri and of paleta shechvazera. So from the fact that the Torah was so machmir to keep people out of that tumah, that status of tumah, for Kabbalah HaTorah, is that a raya that it's a roa? Or maybe no, that whole concept of what happened at Sinai is a chiddush. We can't derive anything from what happened at Sinai. And the raya that it's a chiddush is there was no limitations on Zavim and Mitzrayim staying away from Har Sinai. And they clearly have a much more severe form of Tumah than the Balkari and the Paleta Shechva Zera. But yet, for whatever reason, Balkari and Paleta Shechva Zera, that was something we were machmir on by Har Sinai. Tosus points out, Aval gav da'akati lo nemer pashas tuma v'shiluach tumeim. Well, what kind of raya? Why the zav and the mitzora was not kept away from Har Sinai? There was no such thing as tuma zav and mitzora before Har Sinai. It's only once HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah that zav and mitzora became meaningful. So it says Tosus, yeah, but still mikol makom roi la'achmir ben yosef mipoletes. But there was no such thing as poletes either. Meaning, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an advance on the tumas poletes by saying you got to be careful. I don't want this tumah at Har Sinai. Why didn't he do that with Zav and Mitzora? So it's still a more intense form of a ri'iyah. And if there was something to derive from Har Sinai, then it doesn't make sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be makbid about the more intense form of ri'iyah, but would be makbid about the less intense form of ri'iyah. So that answers the Gemara. So Rav and Shmuel asked this shayla from Abaye. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna. Doesn't make sense. Rav and Shmuel wouldn't be asking Rabbi. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna asked this question from Abaye. So Abaye answered, Amalei, Roa Havia. She has a din of a Roa. She has a din of the Paleta Shech Vazaret Ki'ilu, like a Zav or a Nida, that's something that came from her body. And she has a din of a Roa, and therefore for all three Nafkaminas, she's going to be Mitame Bifnim Kibachut. Well, if the child is only within Rabbi Shimon, it wouldn't be Mitame Bifnim Kibachutz. It would be only Mitame Bechutz. But the other two Nafkaminas, in regards to that she's Mitame Bekol Shuhu, and that it's going to be Sosa Rashiv Nikiyim, so that is going to be true of a Paleta Shech Vazara. So also Shailei, they went and they asked this question, L'Rava, Amalei Roa Havia. Rava also said, Roa, she has the din of a Roa. Asal Kamed Rav Yosef, Amalei Roa Havia. They went to Rav Yosef, and again, Rav Yosef also said, Roa Havia. Hadar Asal Kamed Abaye, Amalei Kulchu Bruka Chada Tefisu. So they went to Abaye and said, Kulchu Bruka Chada Tefisu, which Rashi writes means, Kulchem Shematim Shema Achas. You all obviously have the same tradition. You're all saying, you're all spouting the same thing back at me. I keep asking what it's a reasonable Shaila. Seems like an even Shaila on both sides, whether it's Roa or Nogea. And everyone tells me that it's a slam dunk, that it's for sure Roa. So Amalei Shapir Amrilach. Ad Kal Nokam Reb Shem Dayi Kabaola. El Latam Bifnim Kabachot. Avalis Latam Bikol Shu. Roa Havye. He says, no, that's the correct answer. That Rabbi Shimon holds Daya Kabo'ala only in regards to the idea that the Tumah is only going to affect her once it leaves her body. But in regards to the other two Nafkaminas of being Soser, being Mitami Bekolshu, she has a din of a Roa, not a din of a Nogeya. If you look at Tosos, Atkan Lokam Rabbi Shimon, Avalutame Bimashuhu Roa Havi. In regards to being Mitame Bimashuhu, she has a din of a Roa. Vim Tomar, Frek Tosos, Va Amr Bipsachim Perikil Dvarim. De Rabbi Shimon Savar Ki Rabbi Nasun, De Zav Ba Yishir Ki Chasimus Pia Amma, Vyalf Balkari Mizav, Vim Kenem Amitame Mashu, Nemedai Kabbalah. Rabbi Shimon himself holds that a Zav and a Balkari need a shear. They're not Mitami B'mashu. Even though they are Roa, right? It's obviously them as Roa. So if a Zav and a Balkari both require a shear, obviously a Paleta Shech Vazara will require a shear as well. So how can the Gemara say that if our whole Shaila is within Rabbi Shimon, and the Shaila was not about being Mitami B'fnim K'b'chutz, because clearly Rabbi Shimon is only Mitami B'chutz, and the Gemara is answering that the Shaila about Mashuhu and about being so ser, Rabbi Shimon would hold that it has the status of a roa, which means that it's metame even b'mashuhu. We know Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that it's metame b'mashuhu. Rabbi Shimon holds you need kechasimus piyama. He holds you need a shear for paleta shechvaser the same way you do for zavin balkari. So it tells us Yeshlom and Rabbi Shimon vade lo metame b'mashuhu. Now clearly our Gemara should not be taken literally to mean that Rabbi Shimon holds it's metame b'mashuhu. What our Gemara means to say is as follows, that afilu lemandi islei k'Rabbi Shimon de paletes, v'lo m'ptame b'fnim k'b'chutz, mikol makom, m'tame b'mashuhu, isaver de ishmetabim mashu. Meaning, what we're saying is theoretically, on a theoretical level, what would you hold if you held like Rabbi Shimon about metami b'chutz? Does that mean that you hold that it's tumas nogea or tumas roa? And the answer is tumas roa. Now, if you happen to be Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon holds even a roa has a shear. So this is simply not one of the nafkaminas. We started the Gemara by saying roa nogea, three nafkaminas. Rabbi Shimon doesn't think one of those nafkaminas is a nafkamina. He thinks that a shear is not a nafkamina, that you need a shear whether it's a roa or a nogea. Say nachinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, that's not a nafkamina. It's not going to make any difference. But if you hold roa, and you don't happen to hold like Rabbi Shimon, you hold the whole list of nafkaminas are all nafkaminas, so then you're going to hold that you're not going to need a shear for the paletas, the same way you don't need a shear for a zav and for a balkeri, as long as you disagree with Rabbi Shimon, that you actually don't need a shear. Now, in regards to paletas, we've mentioned that it seems that the concern of paletas is a very practical concern. It's a concern that there's going to be shikhas there that actually leaves her body. And if it's a practical concern of actual shikhas there leaving her body, then it would seem that it could be addressed by just washing herself out and making sure she gets all the shikhas there out of her body, and then you don't have to worry about paletas anymore. And in fact, even though we don't paskin this way, a large majority of Rishonim seem to assume this way, that there are ways around the concern of paletas. The Ramban writes, in the name of the Chachmei HaTzarfatim, that even though Bechlal Ein Lahaskel B'Sfiras HaNikim, you can't begin the Shiva Nikim before 72 hours are gone since your last Tashma Shemitah, he says if the woman who's Mekaneach herself, Yafe Yafe, she cleans herself out really well, and she gets rid of all the Plata, then she could count right away. She doesn't need to wait to count the Shiva Nikim. Let's say she only bleeds for one day, just wash herself out really well, she only bled for one day, start the Shiva Nikim. The next day, she's good to go. The Rash writes that this would be true if she cleans, if she just generally is very very clean and is generally keeps that area of her body very clean, even without anything particularly special to wash out the zera. Because if she just cleans herself out in general, she's going to find that she's not going to have shikva zera dripping out of her body. The Rush writes that the same is true if she just bathes in warm water, because warm water draws out the zera. So unbelievable. The Rush says, not only is it good enough to wash yourself out, if she doesn't wash herself out, she just bathes in warm water, that will take all the zera out, and then she doesn't have to worry about anything. The Rash, the Me'iri, the Sefer HaTrumah write that no, we're more machmir, you need to do both. You need to bathe in warm water and wash out. But still, it turns out that these aren't minor Rishonim that we're talking over here. We're talking Ramban, Rashba, Rush, Me'iri. You know, we're talking about serious Rishonim that all hold that there's a way to get around the concern of paletas. However, the Smak writes that we're not somech on washing anymore because we're not bekiyim in the shir harachitza. We don't know exactly how much washing is washing and what would really get the job done. So he says we're not somech on kinuach. We're not somech on any of this anymore. And therefore, the Ramban says the Ramban even goes a step further. The Ramban says that if she walks around, it would be enough to be polite all the as long as she just walks around a lot. She's active, she does some exercise or something, so all the zera will come out, then she doesn't need to wait the 3 days. Now obviously we don't paskin this way. We're extremely machmir, more so in probably the biggest chumras we find in all of Hilchas Nida, beyond the chumra of Rabbi Zeir, the Benos Yisrael of Mir Alatzman, is in the world of paletas, because really it doesn't make sense that we keep 5 days, meaning we do it because of a chumra al gabi chumra al gabi chumra. First, it's a chumra to assume that she's going to be paletas for 72 hours, even if she washes herself out, since all the Rishonim say otherwise. But that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's Beferish that way. No, what can we do? So you have that psak. Then you say, okay, but what if she hadn't had bia within 24, 48, 72 hours before she became a Nida? Why do we start the clock when she first becomes a Nida? Lo plug, we made a Truma Sedeshin right that we start the clock on the 72 hours when she becomes a Nida, even though she hasn't, she may not have had Tashmish for the last 72 hours before that. So whatever Plata there was is already gone by the time she's become, still, we're Machmir to start the clock then. So that's already Chumra al Gabi Chumra. And then we even though 72 hours usually spans 4 days, right? Because if it starts on Sunday afternoon, it will end on Wednesday afternoon. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So it'll span 4 days. We keep 5 days. Why? Lest she become a nida ben hashmashos and become confused. Had a cheshb in the 4 days, so we count 5 days. So this is one area of halacha where we have chumras on top of chumras on top of chumras. That's why a lot of times b'shas adchak poskim are willing to at least be makel on the third level chumra, on the chumra al gabi chumra al gabi chumra. On that fifth day, let's say you have Rav Moshe has a tshuva about the woman whose husband who goes to the bungalow colony for the summers, and the husband only comes up on weekends. And if she keeps the fifth day, it's going to cost them a whole extra week till she sees her husband again, till they're able to be together. So Moshe said, okay, she can go to the mikveh a day early, counting only the 4 days, not the 5 days. We generally recommend in those situations, that if you're only counting the 4 days, not to have tashmish a day before you become nida, so that so that we're really keeping the second chumra really well. It's just the third chumra that we're ignoring. But anyway, that is another very common case is what they call orthodox infertility. Someone just asked me this shyly yesterday, that if a woman has a bit of a shorter cycle, she could very often, because she observes Taras HaMishpacha, so she has 5 days plus 7 days by the time she goes to the mikveh, she misses her ovulation, and she's unable to become pregnant. So that's what they call orthodox infertility, because she's really perfectly fertile, but because she's orthodox, she's infertile. Because she observes Halacha, she's unable to have children. So very often, the first thing Poskim will say is forget the fifth day, because if she has a shorter cycle, she very often bleeds for less than 5 days anyway. So then in this case, someone asked me yesterday, she always bleeds for 3 days, never more than 3 days, but she's always missing her ovulation by, doctor thinks, probably by a day. So some in that case is a no-brainer. You knock out the fifth day, and then hopefully, we'll see. Hopefully she'll be able to become pregnant. Okay, so it says the Gemara Vayter now. Tan Rabbanan, Hanida va'azava va'shomeres yom keneged yom va'yoledes, kulan metamos bifnim kebachutz. Anida, azava, shomeres yom keneged yom, and yoledes are all metame bifnim kebachutz, meaning they're all metame even before these fluids leave the person's body. So says Gemara Bishlam, akululachi, I understand very well all the other ones. Eliyoledes, but what's the story with the Eliyoledes over here? There's blood, obviously, that we're talking about. Otherwise, what kind of tumma are we talking about? We're not talking about tumas Eliyoledes. Doesn't make sense. The time of Nimka B'chutz, when the baby's born. So Eliyoledes, ibime nida nida, ibime ziva ziva. If it's during the ime nida, so she's a nida, and if it's during the ime ziva, she's a ziva, she's a zava. So why? So that's not a separate category. We already said Anida and Azava on the list of people on the time Bifnim Kabachutz. Why would you let this be its own category? So it says Mara Lotzricha, she yardu litpo mitum of the Tara. Now the case is that she was going to be Tovel from Tuma to Tahara, and meaning, after the Yimei Tumah are over, the 7 days for a boy, 14 days for a girl, we're assuming like the Shita of Beis Hillel, who held about a week ago on Daf Lamed Hay, that B'yomi Utvila Tala Rachmana, that she not only has to finish the Yimei Tumah, but she then needs to go to the mikveh as well. So she's that's when the Dam will turn from Dam Tumah to Dam Tara, after she goes to the mikveh. So she's Yori to be Tovel in that time between the Tumah and the Tara. V'chiyadam Rabbi Zeram, Rabbi Barashi, Yom Rav, Yalad, if dam came out of her body on her way down, if dam went to the Beis HaChitzon and stayed there for Yom HaYomayim, stayed there for a day or two, Rashi says, on the way down into the mikvah, then she's going to be tameh kol zman that the dam is still there, and when the dam comes out, she's going to need another tevila, because that tevila didn't work on her, because Yoledes is metameh bebeis HaChitzon, so it's going to be metameh in the Beis HaChitzon. But ba'aliyah tahora. But if it came out after she came out of the mikvah, that's when it emerged, then she's going to be tahora, because that's already dam tawar. So therefore, meaning once she went to the mikvah, whatever dam comes into the Beis HaChitzon is dam tawar, so it's not going to affect her negatively. Amalei Rabbi Yomri Rabbi Zeira, v'yirida ma'itmeya, tuma b'luahi. He says, wait a second, why should she be tamei when she goes down, when the blood came out as she went down to the mikvah, meaning before she was tavelas? Anyway, isn't it tuma b'luah? Meaning it's being metame her in a part of her body that's completely unexposed, then in balua you can't be metame b'magor b'masa. So over here it's tuma balua, and it's not like stam tumas ri'iyah that's metame b'beis achitzon, that a woman has ri'iyas dam that's metame b'beis achitzon. Because over there by ri'iyas dam we say b'vesara, that there has to be a zov b'vesara, that even if it's still inside of her body. But over here there's no such din. Over here we're talking about tumas negiyah, that it's, she's talking about an account of touching the blood. So how does that happen b'belua? Said, okay, you should go ask this Rabbi Yavin, because I explained it to him very well, and he admitted that I was right. He shook his head that I was right when I explained it to him. So go ask him; he'll tell you. So Azul Shaila, he went and he asked the Shaila. So Amalei Asu'ua can avail us of Tar Shematam Bugadim Bebeis Abliya. It's we have such halacha sometimes. If a person eats and avail us of Tahar, when does his clothing become Tamei Bebeis Abliya? When the avail us of Tar, because Eis the avail us of Tar is being swallowed. So that's Balua down his throat is Balua. And yet it's still able to be metame is bugadim in that spot. So this is similar to that kind of tumah. Frekta gemara midami. How can you compare the two? Hasam ein lo tumah b'chutz. Hacha kinafik livrai litmi. Over there by nevelos of tar, it's exeris akasav. That's the only way a nevelos of tar can be metame. So yeah, it's metame even when it's inside his throat. But over here we're talking about dam. When the dam comes out, it will be able to be metame. So why should we be mechadish a new kind of tumah that it's metame in balua? It has regular tuma. Wait till it comes out and it will be metame regularly. So says Mar Hachanami, Kishiyatsa Luchutz. No, Enochinami, we're talking about a case where it did come out. Iyatsa Luchutz Ma'ilamemra. Well, if it came out, then what's the big chiddush? Obviously, if it already came out of her body, then it's metame her. So Mal Dutem Amigo de Mahani Tvila Ladam, Dika Gavai, Tani Nami Lahai. I might have thought that since the tefillah works for dam that's inside of her body, it should work for this dam as well, so that it's in the base of chitzon already. So kamash mulan comes to tell us that it doesn't work, that the tefillah doesn't work for this dam. Fine. So says Mar Shmaita Nifrik, Eli Yoledes, Ibi may need the nida, Ibi may ziva ziva. Great, so you've explained this Shmua, but we're still back to our original question, meaning this idea of Rabbi Zeira that he was bothered that it's Tumah Balua, so you've answered why it's not a problem of Tumah Balua. It's not really Balua, it's only Mitame when it comes out. But what's the story? We still never explained what we meant when we said that a Yoledes is Mitami Bifnim Kebachutz. If it's during the May Nida, she's a Nida. If it's during the May Ziva, she's a Zava. So we already have Zava and Nida on the list of things that are Mitami Bifnim Kebachutz. So what's Yoledes talking about? Sacha b'mayaskin and b'leida yabeshta. Now we're talking about a dry leida. There was no blood. Leida yabeshta, my mitame b'fnim kebachutz yika. So then there's no tumah. What are you talking about? If there's no blood, there's no tumah. So what kind of tumah b'fnim kebachutz? Meaning there's nothing b'fnim. There's nothing b'chutz. There's nothing going anywhere. So gon shahotzi vlad rosho chutz l'prozdar. Now the baby, we're talking about b'fnim kebachutz. The baby sticks its head outside of the prozdar. Ukedraboshia. Dam raboshia outside of the birthing canal. Probably is what I mean. Ukedraboshia. Dam raboshia. That Rabbi Yoshia holds that we have such a gzera that we're afraid the baby stuck its head out, in which case that already begins the tumas leida. If you look at Rashi, kigon shahotzi vlad rosho chutz l'pruzder the olid v'ka'amar da'afgav da'akati rosho b'fnimhi da'inu b'beis achitzon havi ki yolud u'tumei leida u'kravoshi yadom chutz l'pruzder vlad havi, that we assume that once it's chutz l'pruzder she already is tumei leida. So once the baby's head is in the b'beis achitzon, she already has full tumas leida. V'chiyahuda asal kamei d'rava, just like the case that came in front of Rava, where amrle ma'ul mimel b'shabata, someone asked Rava, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to do a milah on Shabbos? Samalei Shapir Dami. Rava said, yeah, the baby was born on Shabbos, you do a milah on Shabbos. So then Basa Dinafak, after the guy left, Amar Rava, Salka Daitach Du Gavra Lo Yada Deshray L'Mimel B'Shabbata. He says, the guy is such an Amaretz, he doesn't know that you're allowed to do a milah on Shabbos. He must have been to, you know, half a dozen bris milahs in his lifetime that were done on Shabbos. So it was something's off. There's no way a guy who was raised in a from community doesn't know that there's such a thing as milah on Shabbos. I must be missing part of the story. There must have been something more to the Shaila. So Azul Basre, so Rava went after him. Amrlei, Emily Ezigufaduv the Hechahavi. Can you maybe explain your question to me a little bit more? So Amrlei, Shamiyas Vlad, Tzavit, Sapanya, Demali Shabbata, Velois Yalid, at Shabbata. He said, yeah, the wildest thing. I heard on Erev Shabbos, before the baby was born, I heard the baby's voice. I heard the baby talking, crying on Erev Shabbos, but the baby wasn't actually born, it didn't actually come out until Shabbos. So Amalei, Hai Hotzi Rosh Hachotz Prozeru, Vavimila Shalob Zman. He says, ooh, wait a second. That means if you heard the baby crying, that means it was Hotzi Rosh Chutz Prozer, and therefore it's a Mila Shalob Zman, because the Leda really happened on Friday, V'kal Mila Shalob Zman in Mechal Nalas Shabbos. And a Mila Shalob Zman, it can't be Mechal Shabbos for. Probably you should do the Mila on Friday, meaning if the baby was crying, that's a Simon Muvak, that it is a Leda. It's not even a Safik Lechara, right? You know that it's a Leda. So this is actually a major issue in the poskim of when exactly is the zman leida for a vlad that you hear the baby's voice. Meaning, why the Meromi Sada raises the kasha? Why didn't Rava tell him be malim before Shabbos, be malim on Friday? Because the mila b'zman is going to be on Friday. So that's the question. Do we assume that no, it's only a suffik leida, and therefore you can't be malim on Friday either because it might be too early, or maybe leida was on Shabbos. Similar to, and therefore you'd have to be malim on Sunday because you can't be malim on Shabbos because maybe it was really Friday. You can't be malim on Friday, maybe it was really Shabbos. You'd have to be malim on Sunday. Similar to what we do when a baby's born ben hashmashos on Friday going into Shabbos, we do the Mila on Sunday because you can't do Friday because it might be too early, you can't do Shabbos because it might be Mila Shalob Zmana. Okay, Vaitu Ibailuhu. Also Makam Shalisha Blue Havi Abasarm Havi. This is really sugi we started discussing yesterday. The also makam on a woman, is that called Balua or is that called Besastarim? Lagabi Chatzitas and the like. So the Mainav Kamina, Kigonsha Tahvula Khavirta Gazais Navela Bosa Makam. Iam Balua Havi Tuma Balua Lomatama. If it's Balua, so then if someone stuck Gazais of Navela and also makam of a woman, so it wouldn't be metame, because in an area that's balua, you can't be metame b'maga. V'yam beis ha'starim havi nihid b'maga lo metame masamiya metamiya. And if it's beis ha'starim, so then it wouldn't be metame b'maga, because maga beis ha'starim is not metame, but masa beis ha'starim, she's carrying the nevela, it would be enough to be metame in the beis ha'starim. I don't know why the Gemara doesn't just give the nafkamina of a chatzitza. It seems much more practical than the nafkamina of a friend sticking a kazayis of nevela, but also makam, but okay. Abaya amr balua havi ramam beis ha'starim havi. So Abaya says balua, Rav says beis ha'starim. Rav Mina Aminila, where do I get the idea that it's a base of starim? Detanya, El Mnesha, Tumas base of starim, Hiva Tumas base of starim, Lamatam, Elisha Xeris Akasafi, that we said about Palet Shech Vazara that it's Tumas base of starim, but it's Xeris Akasafi, that it's Tabe anyway, from the Shech Vazara. So you see that it's base of starim, that's the word we use. Vabai Chadav Od Kamar, Abai says, no, he's making a double argument of why Palet Shech Vazara is Tame. Chadav de Tumablua, he. First of all, it's Tumablua. Voda, Filum Tim Salomar, Tumas base of starim, he, Ain Matam, Elisha Xeris Akasafi. Even if it were Tumas based storm still shouldn't be metame, other than the fact that it's a gzeres hakasav, and that's why it is metame in the base of starim. So that's the machlokas Abai and Rava. What the status of also makam shabi isha? It's Thursday. We got to stop now. So Mr. Shem will try to catch up tomorrow. We'll pick up from Ibayiluhu on Mbezum base tomorrow. It's Monday. It's not Thursday. Yeah, I'm just confused. Yeah,
a short week.
Not that short. Okay.